This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is not all that unusual for companies to update their predictions for how they're going to do in the coming quarters and years. Things change. It happens. It is, however, unusual for a company to cut its revenue forecast for the year by $9 billion. Such is the case with Pfizer, which said this week it's going to bring in that much less, due mostly to weaker-than-expected sales for its COVID booster and for the treatment Paxlovid. Pfizer was one of the big winners of the COVID economy, of course, but it and others have seen dramatic reversals of fortune as the pandemic has waned. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more now on the ups and on the downs of the roller coaster that has been the healthcare industry since COVID entered the picture.
This new chapter of the pandemic seems to have a lot more commercials.
Travis, did you know you can get this season's COVID-19 shot when you get your flu shot?
Two things at once.
That one features Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, with a nod to his potentially divided attention as Taylor Swift's latest love interest. And if the celebrity-heavy ads feel like a hard sell, it may be because the COVID vaccine is too, says analyst Mayank Mamtani with B. Riley Securities.
The onus is maybe on the private companies like Pfizer, Moderna, Novavax to actually drive behavior.
This fall's booster is the first COVID vaccine that's not being paid for by the government, and uptake of boosters was already low. It's a similar story for domestic producers of personal protective equipment, or PPE.
A lot of the companies that started producing masks and respirators became economically not viable.
Dan Izaki runs United Safety Technology, one of many companies that sprang up in 2020 with federal investment to patch holes in the domestic PPE supply chain. But Izaki says without continued government support, the U.S. industry can't compete.
If something were to happen, we'd be in a very, very precarious situation.
Earlier this year, one COVID test maker, Lucira Health, filed for bankruptcy, while another, Allume, was liquidated. And drugstores that once stepped up to roll out COVID testing and vaccinations are now struggling, says Bill Doucette, a pharmacy professor at the University of Iowa.
They don't have that cushion or that additional revenue stream that they had.
They're looking at other services like helping people manage chronic conditions like diabetes. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.